Always great to have a chat to Mick Floyd and bring us up to date with the world of greyhound racing here in Australia. Today we've also got an international segment. Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Very well, Mick. Yeah, it's a big week of racing, right? Not just in Australia, but right around the world as well. It's going to be a lot of fun over the next few days.
Well, I want to touch on this because it's the English Derby, which is run Sunday morning our time for the greyhounds over there, and it's worth 300,000 Aussie. But there's a greyhound in it called Claire's Rocket, who's the $2 favourite with Tab and has a remarkable story, a little bit like Sugar. Claire's Rocket was kidnapped and held at ransom for 100,000 euros.
He was, yeah. It's a remarkable story. Last November, it was a big spruik on this greyhound. He's an Irish dog who raced a number of really good races in Ireland, didn't pick up a big one, but was widely regarded as one of the fastest and best greyhounds in that country, or in fact, throughout the whole of Europe. And he was a favourite for the English Derby going into November, and he was kidnapped by some, allegedly by some underworld figures. I'm not sure what the outcome was there, but 4 days after being dognapped, as it was, he was returned to his owners, and he hadn't actually raced since. He's gone through to, that was back in December of last year, and come back here in May, went over to England, get ready for the English Derby, and put in a couple of average sort of runs, but once the Derby kicked off on the 1st of June, he really found his feet. He broke the track record in his first round Derby run. Goes in as favourite on Saturday morning, Sunday morning out on.
That's remarkable. So they paid the 100,000, did they?
No, they didn't. The ransom was on there, and fortunately the police found out who it was. There was a few calls made, and a few underworld figures involved, apparently, in the kidnapping, and they returned it before any money changed hands.
But
he's been valued at over €1 million. That's how highly regarded.
€1 million?
Yeah, his stud value is enormous, and at that stage, he's only about 2.5 years old, so he's really starting to come into his own. Unfortunately, he returned in good health, but hadn't raced again until May. But if he picks up the English Derby on Sunday morning, $300,000 race, as you said, it's the second richest race in the world. That could only boost his value. And he's unbeaten through the series. It's 6 rounds of the English Derby. It's a bit different to the way we run our races here. But if he picks up that $300,000 prize, that certainly won't harm his stud value afterwards.
Well, we'll follow that story next week on Racing Pulse. The focus here in Australia is up north this weekend.
Yeah, the Brisbane Winter Cup heats are on. It's a fantastic series. The Victorians have gone north, as they tend to do for these races. A couple of real big names in there as well, including the likes of Maja Mahi Mahi, who won the Sapphire Crown here, Ando's Mac Melbourne Cup winner, and Wormburner, who hasn't been seen since he got injured in the lead-up to the Speedstar earlier in May. He makes his racetrack return on Thursday night in Brisbane. It's going to be a really, really good series and a hot final, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Locally, what's the highlight?
Yeah, we've got Bendigo Cup heats on Sunday afternoon. The noms close at 9 o'clock, and they will be red hot. They always are. Well supported up at Bendigo. Over in the Shaky Isles, we've got Ring the Bell going around again in another group final in New Zealand. 25,000 to the winner race. It'll jump around about 4:30, I think, on Friday. So make sure you tune in there. And then locally here at Sandown Park tomorrow night, we've got a couple of really nice races. Some top greyhounds, including the likes of Evie Ripper, Dundee Osprey, Polyjuice Potion, Chimma Song, all going around ahead of the McKenna heats next week. But I'll give you a best bet. It's going to come up the first race. The first on the card, let me just grab the detail there. It's Cal Greeno's greyhound, Zara's Entity. It's drawn the one. It was brilliant on Sunday in a maiden heat, crying out for the rails. Lost a bit of time and still ran 29.75. I think he's got a pretty hot one there. Race one, number one at Sandown tomorrow night.
We love it. Race one, number one. Good on you, Mick.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Mick Floyd bringing us up to date with everything in the world of greyhound racing, both here and abroad. That brings to a close today's show. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you missed any of it, make sure you download the podcast. Go to the Apple iTunes store and download Racing Pulse. We'll be back tomorrow from 8:30, and we'll start to preview a big weekend of racing. No features this weekend, but there's still plenty of winners to be found. Enjoy your day.